Okay, and we're coming back in again. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we're here again on the second hour today, the 22nd of April 2017. And we're waiting tomorrow now to see what will happen with Marine Le Pen and the action in France. We'll see what we shall see. But anyway, reading, trawling through this article on Google, and it's quite obscene. This is a disgraceful monopoly that has to be broken up. And Mike Adams, someone on the landline here today because of the damage done by a hack to me on Skype. You can hear me handling the phone here, but I'll have a better phone, I promise, Sam. We're a few weeks away yet, getting a better phone and transformer in a few weeks, I hope. But and the title of the article we're reading through, I have the second one to read now in a minute, How Google Steals Content, Crushes Small Publishers, and Monopolizes the Internet for Profit. Okay. And I'll start again on a point here. And Mike Adams is saying, if we don't stop Google, it is only a matter of time before Google robot divisions attain sufficient political capability. Well, we won't go into that thing, robots, yet, because most people now don't know about how it works. But it's like the high-speed trading of Goldman Sachs on the stock exchange, 100,000 transactions a second. Is it any wonder that sensible people like Gerald Celente and Andy Hoffman agree that the New York Stock Exchange is 70% overvalued, 70%. And in the next crash, that's about the size of the drop. And all the pension funds are stitched in mostly to the stock exchange. And God help all those people. I know one in Colorado, if he's listening, I don't think he's listening, who signed an irrevocable letter of not to take a lump sum of their pension. Well, those people are really screwed. I mean, good night. They better make provisions for having no pension soon. But as Google itself has already demonstrated, it will wield power to silence its enemies. They've actually stated this. Will wield power to silence its enemies. Its enemies, the people who tell the truth, suppress the truth, enslave humanity, and dominate everything in sight. It is not difficult to see how, given another 25 years of such evil run amok, another 25 years, another year would be too much, Google could overthrow an entire nation's and I'll come to a caller in a second. Google could overthrow entire nations and supplant the governments as we know them today with its own totalitarian corporate dictatorship. Anyway, we have a caller, Betty in North Carolina. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Yep. How are you doing?
Okay. I just wanted to mention that the Bundy trials have been kept off of Google. Is that not an excellent example of Google's monopoly?
Oh, absolutely. The mainstream media boycotted.
You've already said it once.
Yeah, the Bundy trial and the Hammond, Tom Lacovero and the Hammonds, all being ignored by the mainstream media. It's a disgrace. I mean,
Have you heard the conclusion of this latest trial?
John Stapmiller gives an update. I left a message from today because we were just disrupted on this program a week or two. But Eric Hughes is to give us a report. He'll start again, if he doesn't do it this week, next week, on the end of the program, about what's going on.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you taking my call.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Okay.
Bye-bye.
But that, we'll be doing that on a weekly basis, okay?
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay. Talk to you soon. But it says, does Google respect humanity or does it try to enslave? Does Google tolerate competition or criticism or does it try to silence those who speak out against it? Does Google protect the privacy of its user? The answer is no to all. Or does it sell you out with backdoor access to the NSA? Absolutely, that's what it does. You are the product, and they are just data mining you as like what they call an economic unit. You're not a human being anymore in their eyes. You're just an economic unit. The answer is abundantly clear. Google has become the world's most evil and dangerous corporation, and we'd include Monsanto on that as well, and its merged partner, it has become a danger to human freedom, human knowledge, and even human life. If we don't stop Google's march towards totalitarian dominance, the future of our world will look like a destitute dystopian society of enslaved humans. all kept ignorant and uninformed about reality thanks to a Google suppression of truth. Well, that, SSRIs and chlorine in the water and GMO foods, they're 75% there already. No criticism of the accepted fact-checking reality. Fact-checking. Or should I mention the Facebook mantra, violating... Isn't that a good one? That's like Honecker's Germany, violating. If they don't like you or what you're saying, you are violating community standards. That's about as wide as it is, because they don't like you, the look of you, or the sound of you. That's it, you're out. Google, which should probably be renamed Obey, yes, will have achieved its ultimate goal of silencing all dissent, controlling all knowledge, and overthrowing any governments that oppose it. In this future, Google will run all elections. God forbid we go to electronic elections. At least in the UK and most of Europe, we have the paper ballots, the ballot box and the paper ballot. Google will run all elections and all winners of such elections. Well, if they're using Diebold, they certainly will. The how Americans went from the hanging chads in 2000, said this before many times, to now 2017, and they still haven't got a election system that's clean and clear and simple. And electronic voting is not the way, our machines are not the way. The ballot paper, the phrase I was using, the ballot paper and the ballot box, and counted immediately on site, ideally under camera. Largely the way you do it in the UK, the boxes are brought to a central counting centre, but they're monitored and by the parties, and there can be no skullduggery. We probably have the cleanest election system in the world. There is a risk of unsupervised polling stations having ballot paper boxes stuffed, but that 99%, that has never happened here in the UK. But and the employment figures here are accurate. It's about 5% unemployment, and near full employment, there is a 4% on disability. But that's, you could call it maximum 9%. But in America, they're claiming 6% or 7%, and it's actually 27% plus. But the main article you're going to read about Google is that, did Google just surpass Monsanto as the world's most evil logo? This is on Natural News, that title, April 18th, 2017, by Mike Adams. Do look it up. It's titled, did Google just surpass Monsanto as the world's most evil corporation? And you know the way they play around with our logo. And Mark Dice was saying during the week, you know, every day of the year commemorates something. But usually on main events like Christmas, they put up a Christmas logo on the Google thing. This Easter, they ignored Easter completely, totally and utterly, and 100% they ignored Easter. So that's where they stand. Vile, satanic organization, Google. And he's saying here, for a very long time, Monsanto has been known as the world's most evil corporation, for promoting poison, monopolizing the seed supply, and suing farmers after contaminating their fields with GMO. But now Google seems to have supplanted Monsanto, taking the prize as the world's most evil corporation for its outrageous censorship, collusion, and spy agencies, and blatant attempt to propagandize the world with dishonest, deceitful information about everything from politics to natural medicine. Google, which was once founded on the slogan, "Do no evil," has in many ways become the very thing it once opposed. Beyond mere evil, Google seems to have recently become the most dangerous entity on the planet, threatening human freedom, human knowledge, and the very future of human society, as you'll read below. And this becomes a very good article. Well, Google now, sound off on the comment section below. This is Adam saying on his site, Natural News. Deliberate delisting and censorship of independent media giants. This is the first thing they're involved in. Mere weeks after delisting the entire Natural News website due to a totally fabricated technical excuse, Google has now been caught red-handed instructing its contractors to rate content as low or medium quality for independent media websites. InfoWars, as Alex Jones, which exposes globalist agendas. InfoWars, which remained silent about Google censorship of Natural News, has now learned that remaining silent is a horrible idea. he's now exposing Alex Jones, Mike Adams, very good. Well, then they came for me. Now InfoWars, in the crosshairs of Google, which has which seems determined to manually alter its search results to deliberately silence all views in Google that Google doesn't like, is that the dishonest search engine even chooses clickbait websites like BuzzFeed and Salon, this kind of stuff I don't understand, to Salon to fact-check search engine results around sensitive topics such as Hillary Clinton, whom the delusion had a fainting spell and didn't help sell the U.S. uranium mining rights to Russia-owned companies. I mean, these millennials and snowflakes who are totally brainwashed with their iPhones, I mean, they think they're informed. They're the most, as I said for the 100th time, the most brainwashed generation in 1,000 years. Like the Hitler Youth were brainwashed to a degree, but they didn't have the level we have today in so many subliminal ways. Lost in all this is the fact that the independent media is the only true free press remaining in America, while the corporate-run establishment media is steeped in blatantly fake news and in all-out abandonment of anything resembling real journalism. If you want to see the real journalists doing real journalism, look no further than Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org. All by himself, this guy has more courage and gumshoe journal sense than the entire staff of the New York Times. Excuse me. Cradly hoarse. In fact, it is the independent media that has led the way on every groundbreaking story that was once called a conspiracy theory, including Susan Rice's surveillance of Trump's team officials, the NSA spying on all your phone calls, smart TV spying on citizens, and even the scientific evidence that vaccine causes autism in African-American infants. While the corporate-run media tries to cover up all of these truths, the independent media is breaking the stories wide open on a daily basis. Effectively, the alternative media, he should be using the phrase, most people don't understand the independent media, effectively taking over the job from the old-school media and proving that citizen journalists is the future or for truth on the Internet. The rising new media, in other words, is making the old media look incredibly incompetent, which is why Google is now desperately trying to silence the new media and protect the old media monopolies from the impending collapse. Google have mega, mega money. It's the mainstream media are losing money. But Google is the one which is the center of this problem. As indie media giant All News Pipeline, I never heard of them, reported today, in conjunction with those types of attack, we have also the mainstream establishment media attack, independent media, from labeling them fake news. This is better than this, to calling them Russia propaganda, as well as actively sitting on stories that reflected badly, etc., etc., etc. Anyway, well, what he should say here is that RT Russia Today is one of the best news outlets in TV and radio. It's manned by British, American, German, and only about 20% Russian reporters, but the Russian reporters are very good, and I have never yet seen Russian propaganda on it, and I have a discerning eye going back 40 years. It is an outstanding media process, and they have individual programs. And on the key interviews they do, the transcript is there forever on the site. You can see who the question asked and the answer given. Imagine Fox News doing that or CNN. Forget it. And I said, no wonder Google is trying desperately to destroy and censor independent media. We're winning, and he wants to be free. And this is only through censorship, oppression, and Google-style ministry of the Google, Ministry of Truth, that's a good one, destruction of human knowledge that humanity can be kept enslaved. Over 70,000 people signed our White House petition to stop Google's censorship of natural news. Anyway, we have a caller, Glenn, in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn.
Good morning, Mr. Hello. Bart. Good morning, Mr. Oh, Bart. Hi.
No, PJ Hello. Bart is my name.
Yeah. I keep doing that. Oops, okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to call in about the geopolitical situation. You're hitting, all these very despicable topics going on. I've actually sort of come to the opinion or conjecture that I'm beginning to think the North Korean thing is just a diversionary red herring, that, you know, they're going to saber rattle and scare the bejesus out of everybody, you know, with this North Korea thing. But I really think that
To cover what? What do you think they're covering by
doing that? I think to distract people while they prepare, which is Syria. I really think they really want to bring this Syria thing to fruition. I think they want to get rid of Assad, chop Syria up into three or four pieces at least. You know, one for Israel, for Eretz Israel, to help their get their border situation the way they want it to be. Turkey, the Kurds, and then NATO in the West, and then so they can go on with their pipeline.
Right. There's two pipelines running across Syria. One is Western and one is for Russia. And no, they're going to provoke a war with Russia, and Russia has been doing their damnedest. When Russia took over the bombing for Assad to get rid of ISIS, they wiped 75% of the ISIS situation inside of a week. America was pissing around with this for a year, deliberately bombing bombed-out cities where there's nobody in them or bombed-out sites. And it's crystal clear that the United States and Israel set up ISIS. Crystal clear.
Right. ISIS, as far as I know, is our mercenary army to move around like, you know, chess pieces, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's the controlled opposition that we pay for. They're the best enemies money can buy. But, you know, attacking North Korea, you know, even if we can, which I think that South Korea, Japan, and America can stop any ballistic missiles he might send up, you know, major ones. But, you know, if they start something with them and he starts lobbing howitzer shells into Seoul and you know, South Korea goes after Pyongyang, why do hundreds of thousands or millions of Koreans have to die because the United States has to...
Bottom line is on Korea, North Korea is a deadly threat. I know people in security service. It is a serious deadly threat. And okay, they exaggerate from time to time, but it is a deadly threat. But the bottom line on dealing with North Korea, they can't do it without the cooperation of Russia and China. They simply can't.
Right,
that's the only way to deal with it effectively. And that would be the ideal way to
China
is, disarm North Korea with the three multinational powers.
Yeah, well, I think when Trump met at Mar-a-Lago with Xi Jinping, I think they worked something out. I think they have a plan for that, you know. And if South Korea gets destroyed, there will be millions of Westerners who won't be able to get parts for their Hyundais and Kias. And that's the important thing, PJ.
That's the important thing to you, isn't it? No, well, the other thing is, South Korea could no way could take on North Korea. There's famines all over North Korea that we hear about from time to time. Those people would need 5 or 10 years of building up and being protected and live as normal people. It would bankrupt any country to take on North Korea, but they have to. Feeding them alone and standing down the militarized society is a hell of a job, you know. But to absorb it into China would be the only way. But it's a shocking problem. The BBC have embedded reporters there that put out secret reports. They're pretty good, showing the shocking famines there are because all the money is going to the military.
Right,
North Korea.
Right, the world's largest refugee camp. The mines in the DMZ aren't going to be enough to hold them on back. But I think they would go to attack nukes pretty quickly. This is why I think it's a head fake. I really think that it's just a temporary distraction. They need a war so that we've got this economic crash. And they want to be able to sweep the economic crash under the carpet of a war.
You know, those risks are always there, but a lot of this will happen. This is the final point I make. We're coming up to a break now. But it is incompetence of the politicians and false scares that will cause a real nuclear war, most likely. You know, a wrong decision and a wrong alert. That's most likely what's going to happen. But there
crazy
you are.
It's
nothing but problems. It's... that's what we're dealing with, this reading out what is. It may be depressing, this stuff I do, but it's what is, okay?
All right, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, talk to you soon. Okay, we'll come after a break.
Right.
And we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Again, to the next short break at the bottom of the hour, but we're reading these articles, damning evidence, as if there was needed, about Google and the absolutely death grip they have on people's access to the internet and search engines. Not only the propaganda they're putting out, but the censoring of news and the damning and the way they're indicting people and are trying to destroy people is an outrage, an absolute outrage. This article here is saying, no wonder Google is trying to desperately to destroy and censor the independent media. We're winning at every level up to now. That's because humanity wants to be free, and it is only through censorship, oppression, and Google-style ministry of destruction of human knowledge that humanity can be kept enslaved. Over 70,000 people signed our White House petition. This is Natural News when they were removed from Google, and then they reinstated them. Google targets, in the header of the next piece of this, Google targets independent media for economic destruction, carries out economic sabotage against an independent voice without question. And I gave the analogy earlier on. This is what the Royal Bank of Scotland did to 6,000 companies out of probably half a million companies they're dealing with who just needed refinancing. That's all, refinancing. They weren't busted in any way, and Royal Bank of Scotland bust them and tore them asunder. And those are now the subject of a class action case, which just from the government still, $45 billion put into it, and Philip Hammond, who's a bit of a creepy little creep, the finance minister for Theresa May, the pressing git, he's saying we probably have to sell it at a loss. Or it'll be worse than that. They'll probably have to transfer the accounts to other banks and shut it down. It has a liability coming up between $50 and $100 billion. dollars and pounds, whereby they're going, they know they're going to lose every case in this quarantine of companies they put into this rearrangement, which they destroy the companies under Fred Goodwin. But same tactics been used here. It says, in a financial assault aimed at the independent media, Google is deceptively downrating independent media pages in a sneaky effort to destroy web page traffic to those sites. It's also aggressively demonetizing independent media YouTube channels, well, YouTube particularly, ripping away as much as 90% of the revenue earned by independent media content producers. Gabe Zollner, that guy who does a lot of five-minute daily stuff from Colorado, I think, in his Western hat, he does some very good stuff, but they've shut him down for 2 weeks there, suspended him, and did all sorts of damage to him. But and Mark Dice, who has over millions and millions of views a year, they're trying to destroy him as well. And Mark Dice is very humorous, insight of things into society, as a true media analyst, and certainly California society, questioning people on the seafront at San Diego. And they're very witty, very well done, and they expose people's lack of knowledge, and they're very informative. And they're trying to destroy Mark Dice. This is, of course, a form of economic sabotage against the independent media, deliberately waged by Google against the most important new voices of our generation. Google attempts to silence independent media voices is just as damning and destructive as historical efforts to silence for human freedom and awakening, and was killed for doing so. Would Google have stood up to Martin Luther King Jr. and established status quo? Not a chance. Just as damning is Google's all-in protectionist schemes to protect the profits of Big Pharma by tweaking search algorithms to favor pro-drug results while suppressing natural remedies and holistic medicine, which represents the only real solution to our current healthcare crisis. Sure. He's saying here, he's asking the question, Mike Adams is writing this article, did you know that Google AdWords blocked the Health Ranger store from, that's his site, one of his sites, Mike Adams, from remarketing advertising because we sell super and herb. But because we offer medical mushrooms, we are selling what they claim is medicine that obviously might threaten the profits of Big Pharma. Not that we want to hand money over to Google anyway, but it sure is informative to know that we have been banned for the simple reason that we offer safe, affordable, scientifically validated natural remedies that help save lives. Apparently, saving lives with natural medicine is despised by Google. Absolutely proven correct. And another header of this article, the damning indictment of Google. The evidence is shocking. On every topic imaginable, Google is opposed to freedom, humanity, health, and happiness. It allies itself with the most destructive force on our planet to suppress and enslave mankind. And he's explaining that here. On every topic you think of, natural medicine, independent media, GMOs, economic freedom, medical choice, pesticides, the abortion industry, infectious diseases, Google has now aligned itself with the most evil, destructive criminal forces across the world. It is now apparent to an ever-increasing number of people that Google has become the enabler of mass human death, destruction, and suffering while censoring freedom, truth, and awakening. What do you think about all this? Do you agree that Google is steeped in evil? Sound off in the comments below. That's it on his site. Mike Adams. Beyond promoting discredited mainstream news sources, CNN, like CNN, New York Times, etc., that seek the absolute destruction of liberty, health, and objective truth, Google has also gone all in for spying on its own users, suppressing the human knowledge and enriching the most evil corporations on the planet, such as Monsanto, Merck, Synergy, Syngenta, Nestle, etc. Starting with banning independent media, Google News, to now openly encouraging penalties against independent media sites, Google seems determined to enslave humanity. I don't hear the bottom of the hour music, Sam. In a delusional bubble of false information from official sources that only know how to lie. Those sources, of course, all tend to be leftist liberal sources and that have desperately shown they are completely intolerant of all opposing views. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in. Part of the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And we're dealing with this shocking problem. It's on everybody's desk, really, when you're talking about Google, every computer, what their carry-on is. But I should give out the number again. The number to add anything to this is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're continuing on to this very good article by Mike Adam. Just surpassed Monsanto as an evil corporation, I think it has. It says, starting with banning the independent media from Google, to now openly encouraging penalties against independent media news sites, Google seems determined to enslave humanity in a delusional bubble of false information from official sources that only know how to lie. Those sources, of course, all tend to be leftist liberal sources that have now repeatedly shown they are completely intolerant of all opposing views, labeling them hate speech even if they are reasoned, rational analysis or opinions. In effect, Google has become an extension of the intolerance of its employees and executives, and it is wielding its search engine results as a weapon against human knowledge to usher in a new era of left-leaning totalitarianism that pretends to be truth. He said, if you add it all up, it sure looks like Google wants to enslave humanity destroy independent thought, silence the voices of reason, and dominate humanity's future. And it is very close to achieving all those sinister goals right now. It sure is. Add to that the entire specter of technocracy that Patrick Wood writes about, technocracy rising. And your average, the likes of myself, have been at this for 25, 30 years. It's just shocking. And you'll be able to see what's going on around you then. And the other header of running on in this article, if you use Google or own Google stock shares, you might be supporting it. Who would want to promote what they're doing? An upshot of all this is that if you use Google in any way, Google search, Google analysis, Google AdWords, etc., you are supporting what might just be the most evil corporation entity on the planet. It's also true that if you own Google shares, by the way, because just owning such shares provides financial capital to the corporate entity that's going to try and shut you down. But anyway, we have a caller, familiar voice up there in Washington, Brian in Washington. Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, good morning. Up bright and early up there, yeah.
For hours yeah. Now. Yeah, I said I wouldn't miss the Barden Report on a Saturday morning highlight of the week.
Oh, yeah. You tell lies as well, yeah.
Well, you should go on your Chitango that somebody set up sometime. You know, like last time I called, I mentioned the genetically modified society, and yeah, somebody.
My next articles today are three on that very subject. I lay off that because some people say I'm doing too much on it. But I, at any one time, of the stuff I have here, and I cover a wide spectrum of stuff. About a quarter of it is day to day new happenings of attacks on us. GMO. But your point last week, I will take that up. We had a lost week. Yep.
Yeah, the glyphosate subject matter. But the point I'm trying to make is you don't think anybody's listening, but some Clive guy put up that I think this is the movie the caller was talking about, Genetically Modified Society. So what you're talking about with Google and censorship and what we're doing is communicating information through the tools available, and I think that this is not new, this is old, and a buddy of mine told me a new word.
The Google thing is, I'm highlighting it because it's now boomeranged 1,000% bigger than it was before. It's not just a monopoly operating. They are trying to shut us down. Seriously, do you accept that?
Yes, and that's where I was going with what I'm saying. Yep. Is a buddy of mine sent me a new word. It's a Russian word to describe the post-Stalin time. People would get a printing press and put a bunch of information on a piece of paper and hand them out. That's where we're going now, PJ. We can't trust those in control of the media. Your Chitango is another example. We can take in information. We don't have to believe it. We don't have to be 100% in agreement. We can take parts of it. We have to sift through and see what we think is accurate. Look at the source of the information. But here, I'm going to spell the word so that I don't leave people lost. This is a Russian word, samizdat. SAMIZDAT.
Yeah, and that means what?
That means it's this, like, bulletin, a piece of paper, and, you know, the KGB. Who the heck's got a printing press now? Where did this piece of paper come from? Let's go find this printing press. Yep. It's got to have some identifying marks, and we're going to shut this one down. We have to control the narrative.
Yeah, sure. But you can still use the internet and Google to a degree, picking your steps, you know. But and using their mediums to communicate with people up to now, it hasn't got to the total shutdown. But it's quite nasty what they're doing, and it came to a massive head during the election with Clinton, and that's what they did there. And they're walking in lockstep. But 96% of the media and Google and Facebook attacking us. Basically, that's it. They're trying to just destroy us. And
it's
that we should be just slaves.
War. It's
it
a war.
It sure is.
Yeah. So do you remember when you had Gary Klein on, the soil density fellow? Well, he's finally going to put on a biochar demonstration. He's had to fight tooth and nail with fire departments. ORCA is air pollution control. And I have a little, isn't it ironic? You mentioned your voice was hoarse, so I'll talk a little bit. So I think this is on the subject of what you're talking about. They are spraying metal particulates in the air, giving people asthma. They are pushing glyphosate linked to asthma, and yet they're coming down on us that we can't make charcoal out of waste wood because we might put particulates in the air. And here's the ironic. Their solution to debris, in other words, you're going to take trees down and root balls, is you bring in a huge tub grinder, and I know you're a big advocate of wood chippers, but let me finish. These tub grinders are like a big bathtub that rotates. You load any wood debris into it, and it turns it into mulch, right? So there's six YouTubes on examples of accidents that these tub grinders have had in the United States, two in Washington. What do? They throw the chipper teeth through the air, and they go through people's roofs, sometimes a couple miles from the site.
That's to do with the bad design of machinery. That has nothing to do with the principle. That's to do with the bad design of a particular machine, surely.
And the maintenance.
The wood chip is a medium to carry something else. You see, there's nothing wrong with biochar, but the wood chip is an ideal medium to carry well-processed animal manure into the ground safely and digest it into the ground. That's my point, is they're only dealing with one aspect of it if they're dealing with biochar. You know, biochar is fine. It stabilizes things like that. But wood chip is a fantastic resource to carry grind down to sawdust, if you like. I've worked for a company who did it. Carry chicken manure, pig manure, horse manure, cattle manure is not suitable because it's full of weed seeds. It has to be brought to a very high temperature. Don't mean to bore people. But it's the medium, and you've got to go to that, and then you have soil that you can use nonstop without really rotating. Well, that's my point. Well, I'll have a demonstration to somebody.
I'm not arguing with...
Mm-hmm.
It's not the manure
of yesterday. You're promoting what's alternative to vile 10-10-20 fertilizer, which is quick release and goes bangs into the soil and puts the crop up, which does shocking damage to the soil. That's what's been going on for, 60, 80 years now.
Well, you enjoy a good exchange of information. And as to manure, there is some new big epidemic problems with the broadleaf herbicide that animals that graze pasture land, they can pass this herbicide right through them. It doesn't bother their system. Great. But when the home gardener buys that manure at the hardware store or the nursery supply, goes and finds some farm or whatever.
Up there. Okay, go ahead, but most animals reasonably farmed do not have that problem. But again, the farming community is the betrayer there. It's not the animals. Again, I go back to first principles. The American farmers have sold out to Monsanto, and they are an absolute living disgrace. I'm 18 months on radio now, and I haven't come to a position because all sorts of things intervened. I suppose I do get distracted. There's so much to deal with, even in 2 hours, I will arrange a situation where you get a representative bunch of them on if they'll go the distance with me. I doubt if they will. But they have sold their souls to the devil. So I know you're not one of them. The animal manure is a resource to be treasured if it's handled correctly, and the livestock is handled correctly. There's no problem there. I absolutely have to say that, absolutely. That is not the problem. But the biochar, nothing wrong with it, but it's one aspect. But it's missing the next link.
Just to give your voice a break, I just want to make clear that the herbicide nightmare that is being used at a ever-greatening level here.
I know, it's shocking. It's destroying everything. It poisons everything.
Well, you try and not end up with the Agenda 21. You're getting off the land and you're going to a stack 'em and pack 'em housing development. Well, farmers don't want to do that. They are forced into...
I've been highlighting that's what Agenda 21 is about. That's what we have to fight. I did an entire program on Agenda 21 there about 3 months ago. Agenda 21 is to destroy people, rural living, and push people into these places. I highlighted that. But the people have to take back their country on 100 levels. Now, that's a hell of an agenda. It really is. But they have to take back the laws, etc.
Yeah, I'm just saying people are spread thin, work to the bone, trying to maintain this farmland. And what comes along is even a neighbor will come along, look, I'll spray your whole farm because I think you're going to go broke and I intend to buy it when you go under, so I don't want it covered in blackberries and blah, blah. So that it's an epidemic that is ever increasing, but it ends up in people's vegetable gardens. They have to tear the whole garden out and find some place to put the dirt, which will grow grass fine, but it won't grow tomatoes or beans because they're broadleaf. The herbicide sticks around. So I just am exchanging information.
Sure. Well, the herbicide thing has to be banned outright. And again, I'm saying the American farmers should stand up and admit what they've done, which, of course, they won't. But the other analogy I gave was the Mike Adams highlights. All the parks in most American cities are sprayed to hell with glyphosate, and dogs are dying, and children are picking up shocking disorders from just walking in the parks alone. Well, dogs are sniffing the ground, et cetera, and nobody will admit that's the case. The veterinary professionals open their mouth.
Pick up your whole morning. I just wanted to thank you for exchanging this really crucial information before somebody goes through all the trouble of putting in a vegetable garden and having to tear it all out because somebody put manure in it that didn't check where the source was.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the things that manure is, one thing you avoid like the plague, is you cannot use manure from public utilities. They're doing that in Ontario. Build special machines to put public waste into the ground. That is outrageous. That's full of hospital waste and God knows what. It's managed animal waste I'm talking about to a high standard, to an organic standard, which would not have any of that in it whatsoever. But you see, organics in America is a marginal growing on beds thing. I had this out with the Colorado Brigade in 1992 and the USDA and the University of Fort Collins, and they were not remotely interested in it. They couldn't give a toss. And there was no enabling legislation in the American bills since World War II. So I knew I was screwed. I went to America to do that, but it destroyed me because I knew how to do it. And considering Canada and America is like CanRail or CNRail have trains carrying waste wood away from the forestry divisions. I mean, it is a fantastic resource to be used.
Well, Gary Klein will be glad that he's not the only one running into a barricade everywhere he turns just to say, look, we're having indications that we can put charcoal in the ground and it'll suck up herbicide poison and a variety of metals that might be coming from aircraft. And we might have some hope here, but they don't want to hear it.
I know, but to judge you, we'll do a program with Barry Klein soon. I'm not just fobbing you off. We'll do a program on that, and I'll add his input and my input, and anyone else we can add into it, and I will put that out. I'll give you a guarantee now. We'll do 2 hours on that in the very near future. Okay?
Is that good, fair? Man. Thank you. Have a fine morning.
I'll try to. Okay. Thank you.
I think I'm getting a little phone breakup as well. So
yeah, I'm getting that out on the program all the time. Every few minutes, we're getting this millisecond break. Yeah. Okay. Very good. But no, Brian is and his partner Jenna, I think it is, are trying to battle legislation up there in Washington, and it's legislation and pollution, and the military and the local government and the federal government. Just absolutely attacking everybody with this, that, and the other thing, and water rights, and you name it. We've dealt with that on this program, or water wars. But it's just organizing. Shocking, but I have to finish this article now. We're coming up to a break soon. If I said, if you use Google, we've no option to use it most of the time, but there are alternatives, just it's habit forming. If you use Google or own Google stock shares, you might be supporting evil, blah, blah, blah. And I said, it may be time to, oh yeah, he's naming the alternatives. He has the good gopher, duckduck.co, and bing.com. There are three alternatives to using Google. We'll be coming after the last break, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the last few minutes of the Barden Report on Republic Broadcasting, and I'll switch to another subject because I've given that Google thing a long piece, even though there's lots more to read, but I think people got the point of what's going on with Google. But game changer, cash-only doctors are causing panic in the insurance industry. What's new? What's new? Good Lord, I'd hate to be living in America regarding medicine, that's for sure. Here we have an overloaded NHS, but if you pick your steps, even in the NHS, you can get fairly good treatment. But natural news, when Marxist leader Obama decided to allow the federal government to completely take over the health coverage industry, they did so that everyone at some time in their lives will need health care, right? At that point, of course, the Marxists were right. But Democrats also believed that they would ensconced within the authoritarian federal bureaucracy, for all time, complete government control of the type, kind, and amount of health care Americans could receive. Ooh, oh, boy. Mike Adams is a great guy, he really is, but by God, he writes some convoluted sentences sometimes. Simply by deciding that what would and would not be paid for, right? But the American insurers are crooks of the highest order, way, way worse than the mafia. At least for a growing number of Americans who are bypassing the crumbling Obamacare exchanges and the law's excessive mandates, both of which have combined to essentially price health insurance out of the reach of millions, and what is available comes with sky-high monthly premiums and dramatically inflated deductibles, blah, blah, for 10,000 a year, etc. Well, just to say, Trump, I know a fair bit about health matters, that the bland way he thought he's going to replace it, it's one thing to dismantle a crap system, but you have to plan the implementation of a good system. And it's obviously he hasn't planned with any serious people. Everybody who took this on got beaten the crap out of them. Unless they break up the medical monopolies of the pharmaceutical industry and the universities and training and GPs to tell the truth, who are a bunch of money-grubbing scum inside the turnstiles making money. And if they did tell the truth, they would. I'm sure there are 10 or 15% of doctors in America who want to apply real medicine and solutions and health care. But you speak up, like one here locally too got hit, who brought in a cure for MF, for not MS, it's like Legionnaires' disease, it's chronic tiredness disease, I'll think of it, ME it's called. And because it was working successfully, she got delisted from her membership for the medical profession. I should get her on this program, actually. She lives only about 20 miles away from me. And that was all over the papers here, and she's been reinstated now. But the doctors' medical societies are there. They're nominees put in there by the pharmaceutical industry. That's crystal clear. As saying here, primary care providers get to spend much more quality time with patients. They aren't driven by numbers. Where they pop into a patient's room, ask a few questions, and pop back out again on their way to see the next patient. And so there are fewer patients to see, leading to more time spent with each individual. But anyway, I started this article, I'll have to restart it next week, about, and again, criminality of the GPs. Wonderful people. But anyway, we've come to the end of the program today, and it's fair to say we should be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.